Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
God.
We were in Kenya for an entire month.
5 weeks.
5 weeks for my mum and Garth, and I was there for a month. And my mum did something very clever, which is she organised this months before we went and then made sure that we were doing quite a few things, but big time to spend in each place. So we started on the mountain of Mount Kenya, 2 weeks, and then we had a week on the coast in Diani, and then the last sort of week we were in Lamu. So it was really well thought out, very well organised, Andy.
Well organized. You know what happened? Halfway through last year, I realised how busy we were, and I suddenly thought, if we don't book a holiday at the end of this year, I'm going to start having a panic attack.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to book it now, and then I'll know that we've got something to look forward to. And I'm very, very pleased with myself because I got ahead of it all. And Nick, our beloved Nick, who lives in Kenya with Chris, and beloved Chris live in Kenya, and they helped me organise it all. And it was just the most incredible time.
Yeah.
I think the best holiday I've ever had.
Oh, mama.
It really was, though, because we got loads of time and we started up, as you said, Keats, up in the mountain, Mount Kenya, which is stunningly beautiful. And the weather there is like a sort of really good English summer day kind of thing.
And my Uncle Nick and Uncle Chris, they built their house on the mountain.
A beautiful house up on the mountain. It's absolutely stunning. They've reforested like 14 acres of land. It was just wheat fields, and now it's these beautiful trees and bushes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, it's stunning.
I really learned in Kenya, what I feel like I learned a lot about was like you can build anything and you can grow anything.
Yeah.
And that's it, like metaphorically, physically, that you go to these beautiful four houses, you go, wow, when did you move here? And they're like, no, we built it. Everyone just builds their homes. And we met so many lovely people that just welcomed us and showed us so much love.
Yep.
And then we got to lie around by the pool, and my best friend Lily, former Stirring It Up guest, Lily Allen, came out in January because she was like, I'm gonna come. And we were like, yeah, all right. And my oldest school friend Jessie, which helped because it made me not want to kill my parents so much. But actually, all in all, we did pretty good. One fight.
I would like to rewind that just a little bit, Selector, for a moment, and say we did very well in terms of the fact that we were together every day, all day. And we're together all the time anyway. And then we went on holiday together, and we didn't have so much of a fight as you had a fight with me.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Let's not go back. Done my apologies.
It was a bit of an apology tour.
We've got a very exciting new addition to the Stirring It Up table. Talk to me about it.
Well, this is just one thing that we've got. So this is something that we could bring back. It's a vibrant blue tablecloth with yellows and reds and oranges.
I think this is called a kitenge, this one. There's a few different... There's kangas, kitenges, there's lapa, there's shukas. And they all come from different parts of Kenya, from different peoples, different tribes. I think this one is called a kitenge. It's a waxed Kenyan cloth.
It is beautiful.
And the colours are beautiful. And we decided to put it on to bring bring some Kenyan sunshine.
It really has just lightened everyone. Yeah. But over the next few weeks, look out for some kind of beautiful new tablecloths and napkins. And
we got to meet Kabisa.
Oh yeah.
So some of you may have noticed sometimes when you watch Stirring Up, we use these beautiful napkins that are made by a women's project that is in Kenya, which is down in the south in Diani at the coast. And we just were coincidentally in Diani. Mm-hmm. So we went and met with Rosie and Karembo, who's one of the tailors, and had the most incredible day. They took us up into the town, the proper town, off the tourist strip.
Yeah, we kept coming out the hotel going, no, there's something better. And they took us to the proper ends, basically. Yeah. And we just, this fabric shop, just full of all these different kinds of
prints and
textures. Oh. And I'm getting some cocktail trousers made, but we have a lot of Stirring Up additions to come.
So that are coming from Kabisa.
Yeah, that will be coming from Kabisa.
And Kabisa is a brilliant women's project because what it is that it gives women independence. So Karembo, she was working with somebody else and she was really unsatisfied. And they said, no, strike out on your own. She's got her own shop now. She makes beautiful clothes. I bought some there. Jesse bought a dress for his mom.
Lily, I bought some bags from there.
Lily bought some stuff. Karembo's making stuff for everybody. We've got new tablecloths coming, new napkins. I've got earrings made by the girls as well. It was just absolutely wonderful, actually, really.
And a really beautiful way for us to bring some of that Kenyan sunshine back to Stirring It Up.
Yes, yes. Joined up thinking. We like it.
Mm.
Great British Menu starts actually, this is going to be out in a couple of days, but Great British Menu starts tonight. Tuesday night. Tuesday night. So it's the first episode of the brand new series of Great British Menu, which I'm really excited about it. And I can finally tell everybody what the theme is now. Everybody's been trying to get it out of me.
And the theme is
celebrating the Olympics and Paralympics, Team GB, because it's in Paris this year, the Olympics. Mm. And I'm going to Paris for the banquet.
Yeah, my mum is extremely fancy this season.
I'm always quite fancy. No, not really.
No, but you're going to Paris.
We're going to Paris to the ambassador's residence, which is fancy.
Fancy. That's fancy.
It's fancy. It's really, really gorgeous. And I've got a pretty spectacular outfit. That's all I'm going to tell you. So that's really exciting. So that's about to start. And then I've also just discovered that my good housekeeping cover is about to be out this week.
Oh, is it? Can I say, following in the steps of the other black women that have been on the cover of Good Housekeeping, Oprah and Michelle Obama.
All right.
So that's... Sorry, that's our gang.
Sorry
that's who we like to roll with. That is exciting. And then also, Mum's done a brilliant new show for the BBC that is about feasting and about bringing communities together through food and community projects and the people that inhabit the communities around the country. And we did a special episode together in West London where I was brought up, where I'm from. And it was very emotional, but a really beautiful. It was a lot.
What's it called?
It's called Fabulous Feasts with Andy Oliver.
Fabulous Feasts with Andy Oliver. I think that comes out in the spring.
That's going to be out
in the spring.
You're
going to be sick of the sight of my mum.
With Andy Oliver, you know.
Yes. Oh, yay.
That's right.
All right.
Right. And also, I'm continuing to build ropes. We're doing more ropes classes. This is the skipping brand, fitness brand that I'm building. And we're now going to go to secondary schools and I'm completely terrified.
But you know what? You always call it a brand and I think it's more than that. It's a community. It's a movement because it's about connecting people to their hearts, their soul, their rhythm, their confidence and their hope.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, literally, just by jumping rope.
You know what? It's a brand because we intend to put out product and I want to change skipping ropes forever for everyone. Oh, actually, got a nice piece in the Sunday Times about ropes this weekend, if anyone wants to grab a copy. Nice.
So we're all over the shop.
Today I'm making a masala chai tea. Doesn't that just sound good? Yeah. And I'd forgotten that Mum was making meatballs and mashed potato and gravy. And this is just the perfect, perfect accompaniment because it does exactly the same thing. Nourishing, warming. Jacob doesn't want to drink booze, neither do we. And I'm just still on my plight to show people all the different ways you can have a tea. All the different soothing teas that you can make that's not from a bag.
Randell and me back in the kitchen. I've missed him enormously because I did a lot of cooking, actually, in Kenya.
Yeah.
A lot of cooking.
Cheated on Randell with Uncle Nick quite a lot.
I cheated on Randell quite seriously with Uncle Nick. I did military operation style cooking. Actually, I'm going to tell you a really funny, very quick story. In this house, they've got a wood-fired oven. So it's quite a small oven. There's only a couple of people, two people live in the house. They don't need a massive oven. And they've got a little hob thing. But I was like, we're cooking Christmas dinner. For a start, it was only for 8 people, which for me is like, that never happens. I couldn't believe it. So we had a plated starter, which was amazing because I could just do it. But to get everything done, to make sure it wasn't crazy, we had to start 3 days before. So I wrote all these lists out. Chris is an interior designer. I have the worst writing anybody. I literally look like a 5-year-old wrote it upside down. And I wrote these lists out and he went, are you going to be putting that on the wall? And I said, yeah, is that all right? And he went, should I write it out for you? And I went, okay. So he wrote it out for me, made it look really, really pretty and really, really nice. And we stuck it up on the wall. It was like day one work, day two, day three, and then, you know, D-Day, Christmas Day.
It was very impressive.
Very impressive. And I had a really good thing in order. So I did the first job and I got a big red marker and I scribbled it out like, because I was really pleased. And he went, can I just ask a single red line if that's okay with you? Okay, oh my God.
No, but then it got really good because it was like, okay, we need a single red line.
Single red line.
We finished the parsnips.
And I've actually brought all the lists back.
We're going to get them framed.
And I'm going to make a piece of art out. Well, I'm not going to make a piece of art out of them. I'm going to get somebody to make a collage piece of art out of them because it was a beautiful Christmas lunch, was it not? It was
absolutely amazing. But basically, my mum can't be in a kitchen without it turning into service.
Service.
Back.
How's your afternoon been?
Beautiful. It was really nice. I was just saying, to have food that I can't normally have, to have like meat, but like a homemade meatballs, mash, greens, that chai drink was so good. I felt very at home with Andy and Makita. I felt like we'd known each other before, but we never met before. Obviously, Andy knows my dad, which I found out like a week ago. But yeah, I feel very at home here. Makita was, she was always smarter than everybody else, basically, when like on T4 Pop World, but also like she just didn't care what anybody thought. Like she could be standing in front of any. I always felt like if there was a musician that was like giving gas and they just were like too into themselves, she'd find the exactly the right way to be like, just remember you're also human, you're also fallible, and I don't care who you are. And that was like, even that is like, it's empowering. She's very important to me growing up. Yeah,
let's flip the script. You've invited them over to your house. What's on the menu? Who's doing the cooking? Just tell us what the reverse fixture is going to look like.
I'm the chef in the house, but I tend to cook like vegan cooking or like fish, and then just cover it in seasoning and put it with like some brown rice and some nice sauce or something. Like it's pretty basic. My signature is roast potatoes and brown stew chicken. So maybe I'd do that. I just do like a Jamaican roast.
As long as it's made with love, it's all right, right?
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.